Welcome into the URW-GW Eagles post-game podcast. Ryan Stone, Brandon Burnett here with you back off the road from the GW Eagles' fourth win in a row as they knock off William Fleming tonight, 27-16. Nice win for the Eagles to close out the non-district slate in a game that they certainly had to earn, had to come from behind in the fourth quarter to pick up that win. And certainly a team effort for GW. I mean, it was the combination of Stanford Lipscomb and Alex Brandon and the offensive line, obviously, that got them down the field to take the lead with about 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And then it was the Eagles defense that had to step up and get two stops, two turnovers, actually, in the last couple of minutes to seal the win.
Yeah, seal the win in a big way. And it was just nuts to see, what happened, with those two turnovers. Josh White with the 65-yard pick six to put the game away. Fleming tried to keep that play going on that last play and just kept going. And quarterback forced it in there, and then that ended up being the pick six. Then they had the fumble recovery, too. That was a wild play because they tried to keep that play going, too.
Yeah, they did. So it was, running back just trying to keep his legs churning, and GW ends up being able to rip the ball out. I mean, a couple of nice defensive plays to seal it off for the Eagles, but they're now 4-1 on the season. Stanford Lipscomb was our URW player, our Trophy and Science Center player of the game, as he had two touchdowns tonight. He now has six total on the season, 97 yards on the ground. Alex Brandon also had 90 yards on the ground as well. So the Eagles really able to run the ball effectively tonight, and you got to kind of tip your hat to the offensive line for clearing the way.
Yeah, the offensive line did an excellent job, and we can talk about how great the defensive front was. They pitched a shutout in the second half.
Yeah, they did a terrific job defensively. They bent a little bit at times, but did not give up any points in the second half, so they did a really nice job. And again, this is a night where the Eagles kind of overcome some self-inflicted mistakes that you'd like to see them clean up. I mean, there was another safety. That's three safeties in 2 weeks. You'd never want to give the other team points like that. That safety came from a botched play where the ball was snapped when Octavian Covington was not looking. The ball ends up going all the way back to the 1 yard line, and then a couple plays later, it ends up being a safety. And frankly, the Eagles were lucky it wasn't a touchdown, because they actually had to fall on top of that ball in the end zone two times, once on the 1 yard line and another time after that in the end zone to make it a safety and not a touchdown. So got a little fortunate there. That's certainly some stuff you would like to see them, and penalties as well, that you would like to see them clean up as they now head into district play.
Yeah, they did a good job in the second half. I think they did a much better job with the penalties. They did not have as many pre-snap penalties. They did, they did have that one where they gave Fleming a free first down at the end of the third quarter, but it didn't end up coming back to hurt them. But it's a long season. It's the halfway point of the season now. GW now has gotten some momentum, four straight wins after losing the opening game. Going to have to play really well next week to keep going, and they made the plays they need to make in the second half, especially.
Yeah. I mean,
first half they played, could not have played. It was so frustrating because they did not play well in the first half. They had several little mental lapses, but they were only down 3 points at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly a case where it felt like they could have been down by more. And it didn't, it didn't feel like things were necessarily trending in their direction when they went into the locker room. Because, they go in and, they don't try to do anything at the end of the half with William Fleming already in front. You had time to try to do something, and you don't do anything. So it felt like William Fleming had all the momentum going into the locker room, but you got to give GW credit. They did a nice job responding in that second half, and were able to come out with a win.
Yeah, I had to tip my cap. Also, you think about the way the third quarter ended, where you're about to come off the field on a fourth down, and you get that fourth down jump off sides, and Fleming got a free first down out of it. They could have easily have kind of just got really down on themselves and kind of just let Fleming take more time off the clock and potentially start salting the game away or get the game getting away from them. But they did a great job of getting, regrouping. It was able to do what they needed to do, get that game-winning score with 3:41 remaining, and just they made the plays they needed to make, and they played like a veteran team.
Yeah, certainly true. So now the Eagles are 4-1. They'll begin district play on Friday as they host Bassett for homecoming. And homecoming's always that's the coaches, high school football coaches' least favorite week of the season is homecoming. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of distractions, and it's also it's coupled with the fact this year that it's a Bassett team that has a really good quarterback in David Cook, who loves to sling it around. They have a great head coach in Brandon Johnson. So it's a game where, you have to be locked in. It's not an automatic W in terms of like some homecoming games. You try to schedule them to be. That's not the case this year.
Yeah, I feel like I've been saying it for almost 10 years, how Brandon Johnson was getting that program back on track after, falling off for a bit, and they really got that team rocking and rolling. And, like I said, it's going to be – they're going to have to bring their A game. They're going to have to play well against a good Bassett team, a team that scores a lot of points. We saw firsthand how good David Cook can be. He got them back in that game last year. Against the GW Bassett game last year, so they're definitely gonna have to stay hungry and definitely stay very vigilant through the air.
Yeah, especially it's gonna be a lot of pressure on their secondary. That's for sure. With the way that Bassett loves to swing the ball around. But our coverage for that game will begin from JT Christopher Stadium on Friday night at 6:30. Again, the final tonight. GW goes on the road to get the victory at William Fleming, 27-16. That's going to do it for our URW post-game podcast from WBTM.